She said, you know, people have good health. They can make a lot of ibadat in the month of Ramadan. But yet they do not take advantage of this month. They have the time. But they do a lot of sleeping all the time. They sleep all the time. And Mahazrat should always say to us, this Rona case. When you have the time and you are well, if you're sick, is something else. The person is sick, he's sick. Allah Ta'ala knows he's sick. So he cannot do that to bother. But he's desired to do it, but he cannot do it because he's sick. But when the person is well, and thereafter he still does not take advantage of this time, does not realize that I don't know whether I'm going to get another opportunity. You know, they say there must be some kind of race you must have. As you have race in the world to beat another as far as business is concerned, there's a very big race. I want to beat this person, I want to be ahead of him. It was not supposed to be so. When it comes to matters of the world, then look at people lower than you. But when matters of gain, you look at the person higher than you. If you see a person doing a lot of ibadat, then she says, you do also more ibadat, not with jealousy, but the desire is, he's doing so much, then you also do so much. But no one looks at it on that side. No one looks at that side. That's why deen is concerned, look at people higher than you. If you see a person in not a Quran, you must read more Quran. The desire must be there. If you see a person reading with tahajjud, you have desire to, I must be there. But you've not told them people I'm doing tahajjud namaz. You don't want to tell people you want to read the Quran. That is not your work to do. Because you must hide your good deeds like you hide your sins. How you hide your sins, you don't want anyone to know about your sins. Likewise, you hide your good deeds too. It was only you and Allah Ta'ala. One person, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, came and he gave Hazrat Thani one musalla. And told Hazrat, I'm giving the musalla, I'm giving tahajjud on this. How do you know I'm doing tahajjud namaz? How do you know I'm doing tahajjud namaz? In other words, he said, he hides your good deeds but the hidden light of bad deeds. As you don't want anyone to know your bad deeds, you must hide your good deeds because you do it for who? For who you do, that must be known. Because you only want to know, he must know about it. But if he wants it to be known to others, that's Allah like that. If Allah Ta'ala in the end wants your deeds to be known to others, then some yes. But you yourself must not try to show your good deeds. Likewise, people today you find who have all the time in the world to make good use of the opportunity of spending the time in a correct way, or reading a lot of Quran and all that, but they can sleep the whole day and they can waste the time to chit chat on the chats and the apps. But they haven't got time to look at the Quran. They're thinking that they're doing Allah Ta'ala a favor. When Allah Ta'ala gave them the opportunity to make advantage of this time, that Allah, I thank you, given me the opportunity. That person is very, very fortunate who is free. But he's using the time, the free time, in the correct way. So how important it is, you have to appreciate time. Remember, whatever you lose today, tomorrow you cannot get it. Time is gone. You won't get it again. You do whatever you can do today. And especially when you've got good health too, then you must make sure they take advantage of it. But every moment you must take the Quran and recite the Quran. Or take a tasbih or something. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep your tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah. So Ramadan is to remember Allah more and more. So you become so strong that after Ramadan became selfless, become sane. So that was just, by the way, I just thought that came to mind because I know of certain people, you know, when I was in Makkah Sharif, the wives should phone me up and say, Marana, please, my husband is here in Makkah, but he's not doing any ibadat at all. Then you feel so hurt. So on that incident, when I thought of it, I just said, let me tell you, it was the month of Ramadan there too. The year too, in the month of Ramadan, I hope people are not wasting their time. You know, sleep, you'll always sleep. You sleep in the cover also, all the time. But make use, good use of your time. You don't know whether you get another opportunity. Next Ramadan will increase. Ramadan will always come, but the use in Ramadan. Allah must give us a lot of Ramadan. But Ramadan must be spent in a correct way. We must know it is an examination, it is an exercise to discipline ourselves for the next 12 months. Whatever you did in this month is the barakah that comes into you, instilled in you, that after Ramadan you become more stronger, you become more near and dear to Allah. Allah is up to your faithfulness. Now the point I want to discuss is there are three things a person must always have in mind. Whenever you do any ibadat, whether it's reading Quran, whether it's nafil namaz, or any good deed that you do, any good deed, charity and all, you must always think, oh Allah, you gave me the tawfiq to do it. Always. The reason for that, you must think, oh Allah, you gave me the tawfiq to do it, so that pride won't cut it. Pride? Today we got pride in us. We think we're doing everything. We read everything. Shaitan had that pride. We brought many become the fuel of Jahannam. That he thought, I read namaz. I got knowledge. I got this. I got that. Whereas a person must think, Allah Ta'ala, I read namaz too. I did not read namaz. He made me to read namaz. So many people do not even come to the masjid. He brought you to the masjid. You must not think you came to the masjid. Allah Ta'ala brought you to the masjid. You know, in Urdu, we read, Ye kadam uthe nahi uthaye jaate. This foot of yours has not been lifted, it has been lifted by someone. So every time you do some good, you think, Allah Ta'ala gave me tawfiq to you. With Quran too, do not look down anyone, so Allah, you gave me tawfiq to you. That is one. In charity too, Allah, you gave me. Not you, it's He that gave that. Second is, always remember, you must do everything for the pleasure of Allah. For the pleasure. Now what is the meaning of pleasure to Allah? Sometimes your desire not to read Quran, and you got that time, you got everything. That time you be tested whether you give the pleasure of Allah or your nafs. Now you are free, whether at home or whether in the mosque, no matter where you are. Now you are going to read the Quran. What is your desire that I want to read namaz, Quran? That is your desire. And one is in the mosque, you know, desire not to read namaz. Then you must fulfill his desire. You must fulfill. In other words, everything you do must be his desire, not my desire. Everything must be his desire. For his pleasure, not my pleasure. If you do it for your pleasure, it's something else. You must do it for his pleasure. That you have all the time. If you don't do it, that will not be for his pleasure. Because my desire not to do it. When you desire not to be in hand all the time, then you say, I'm being for the pleasure of namaz too. Today I woke up for Fijr namaz, so now my let go and read namaz, Fijr namaz. Tomorrow I hear the bell and alarm, and I just put it obviously for you because your desire is not there. So you read namaz for your own desire. Learn to read namaz for his desire, that he must be happy. Today I'm enjoying my namaz, you know, read namaz, hey, what enjoyment, I don't know what the thing is happening to me, I'm going to this condition, that condition. Then you left namaz that day. The next day you did not get the condition, you left the condition. You left the namaz. So you not read namaz for Allah Ta'ala. You read namaz for that condition. Whether you read namaz for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Whether you get it or don't get it. He knows when you get it. And he knows you don't get it too. But you mustn't want of getting it. You get it, Alhamdulillah. You don't get it, Alhamdulillah. But you make namaz for his pleasure. So everything that you must do is for his pleasure. No one has his pleasure. You got the time. You don't want to read the Quran. I'm going to read the Quran for his pleasure. So try to seek in every way to seek the pleasure of Allah. Allah must get happy with me. So in that way, you notice you don't have pride, you don't have show in you. You don't have show in you. There's no such a show coming to you. And the third thing is this much. When you want anything, any reward, you must seek from Allah Ta'ala and all. I'm reading the namaz, I want the reward from Allah. In other words, I'm not reading namaz for that person, this person. So no one can give you anything. Whatever you do, you must think the reward must come from Allah Ta'ala. So these three things keep in mind. And every day of our life you must keep in mind. And it will always help you. Do business too, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If you do pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, there will be no between halal and haram. Your desire is that, you know, that that packet is very good for me. It will bring a lot of money for me. Now the next one known as haram, then immediately leave it. So everything must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So make what Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah Ta'ala amal kareem for fitness. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من جزاء الدنيا وعذاب الاخره ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنه للقوم الظالمين ونجنا من رحمتك من قوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنه للكفرين واغفر لنا ربنا انك انت العزيز الحكيم اللهم إنا نسألك في نقول والله قد حافظ الرحمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه برحمته.